Thank you for calling customer service. This is Simone. How may I assist you?
Oh, hi. I noticed a charge on my credit card, and this is the number associated with it.
All right. May I have their zip code, please?
92056.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Ruby Pacheco.
Thank you. For security purposes, could you verify that shipping address?
Well, first of all, what kind of company are you?
Well, you've called a third-party call center that serves over 300 products. The only way that I'm able to see exactly what product you are calling us about, or if you the product that is on your account, is if you first verify this information for me. You can either, if you don't feel comfortable verifying your shipping address, you can verify their email address or the phone number that we have on file for you.
Okay. 233 Havenview Lane, Oceanside, California.
Thank you for that. So I do see that on the 1st of April, there was an order placed for the Aloe Vera face cream, which is our face cream that is all natural and have produced fine lines and wrinkles. So you paid shipping and handling of $670 at that time for that product. It was on a 14-day trial. You have that 14 days from the day that you make that purchase to give us a call and let us know that you no longer want to be billed or you don't want to receive product. Which we would need that call back by the 15th of April to discontinue. As per our terms and conditions, if we don't receive that call, you are to be billed the full price for that product and set in an auto ship. And those terms and conditions were agreed upon when making this purchase. That would have been the only way that we would have been able to send out the product is if our terms and conditions were agreed upon, which is why you see the 9290 posted to your account. It's not for a new shipment. It's for the products that were already received on the 4th of April. So I'm not able to do anything about that charge, but I am able to assist with future shipments and charges. So if you'd like to continue that product, what I can do is give you a 35% discount on all futures.
Actually, yeah, you know what? I was not aware that that was in, you know, conjunction future charges.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought it was a product to be used and tried for just the shipping charge.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Now, I don't want any future
yes.
product.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I tried the cream and I broke out, so I'm allergic to it. So I can't use it.
Yes,
and I
ma'am.
Don't know how to be reimbursed for that.
Now, what I can do is put your account on a 60-day hold so that you can speak with your physician and see if that is the exact reason why you were breaking out.
I mean, I'm not gonna use it. I gladly send it back.
Well, due to our shipping warehouse only being a shipping warehouse and not a receiving warehouse, unfortunately. So we aren't able to receive those products back. And the only way we would have been able to avoid that charge is if we would have received that call before your 14-day trial was up or within that 14-day trial. So I am in the process of canceling you out. I'll issue you a cancellation number, but that's all that I'll be able to do for you today.
Can you reduce the price you said by 30%?
No, ma'am, I cannot. Only thing I was the discounts that I were offering you was for future shipments. So if you wanted to continue the product, then I would have been able to do it for the future shipments and charges. But because this one has already been placed and we didn't receive a call before it was charged to your account, then I'm not able to do anything about it.
Okay, so I specifically remember, you know, doing that, and then I had canceled. Like changed my mind, so I had exited out of the page, but it went through anyways. Like the order went through anyways, you know. And I was like, "What the hell? I didn't say okay or anything, but it went through, you know."
Mhm. I do understand what you're saying, but because those terms and conditions also had to be accepted before we sent this product out, I have to follow protocol. So I have canceled it out, and I am ready to issue you your cancellation number if you're ready to receive it.
Okay, let me get a pen and paper. Okay, I'm ready.
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
7, 3, 5. B as in boy.
Okay.
C as in Charlie. A as in apple.
Uh-huh.
F as in Frank.
Okay.
1, 7, 6. And that'll conclude your cancellation number.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, I do apologize for any inconvenience that this has caused. I'm sorry that I couldn't be of a better help, but I do appreciate you for giving us a call here at Customer Service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.